Sometime in hell, something on top of the house, above the kitchen, where the diner, where the kitchen you might see. Mm-hmm. And it'll be built in a shape like that there. Like that sometime. And they had to be this smoke when it got up there. Instead of going the volume up there, it split the top, you see. That wasn't so such as volume coming out straight up. And then keep the water out, too. Keep the water out.
Did you ever have a this thing that you wheel things around in?
Wheelbarrow?
Yes, sir. Did you make it yourself?
No, as a rule, somebody make it for us. We had all kind of people like that would make almost anything, wooden things like that. And I had an uncle who could do it too. His name was Andrew Williams. He'd make almost anything you wanted like that.
What did you used to call your uncle?
Uncle.
Did you ever call him Uncle William?
Uncle William, that's right. Lander.
What might you use to, if you got a squeaky hinge, what might you put on to keep it from squeaking?
Well, food to bring me.
What would you call it?
Axle grease.
What if it was thinner?
That would call it grease.
Okay.
It was axle grease, and it was other grease, you know.
What if you got that stuff on your hands? What would make your hands?
Well, it's going to take kerosene and all such as that and wash it off. Sometimes I use octagon powders. I'll take them, some call it. That's about to be the wash your hands.
So if you got some of the stuff on your hands, you say your hands are all, what?
Gummed up.
Or if you got grease on them, you say your hands are all...
greasy.
Okay, sure. Do you ever take your car in to get grease?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do to it?
Well, they put grease in the back end, the rear end, that's there. And they put some, so it put different other parts where it lubricates. And they call that a grease job when they got through. You got a universal joint, but some of the universal joint too. Called a grease job.
Okay. Have you ever made a lamp out of a bottle with some kerosene and a rag stuck in the top?
You bet your life.
What was that called?
Flambeaux.
Okay. You're one of the few people I know that still know what those are.
No, listen, they use them a lot of time in our new lamps. And lamps, too. But they put the rags there, some kind of rag, and stuff it in there, and have the kerosene down, you know, and that kerosene would come through that kind of wick they had there. And they call that a flambeau. Now, for the proper name, I don't know what that
name
is. That's what he was calling.
Yeah, that's what we thought. What does toothpaste come in?